Let me summarize the responsive mode of the avoiding, approaching, and attaching systems in Table 2. In the responsive mode, the sense of self in the avoiding system is safe. In the approaching system, it's satisfied, and in the attaching system, it's connected. The view of the world is one of protection in the avoiding system. In the approaching system, it's one of sufficiency, and in the attaching system, it's one of inclusion. In the responsive mode, our stance in the avoiding system is confident. In the approaching system, it's fulfilled, and in the attaching system, it's related. In the responsive mode, we cope through asserting in the avoiding system, aspiring in the approaching system, and caring in the attaching system. Related actions in the avoiding system include dignity, gravity, and restraint. In the approaching system, generosity and creativity, and in the attaching system, empathy, compassion, kindness, cooperation, and affection. In the responsive mode, our central experience in the avoiding system is one of peace. In the approaching system, contentment, and in the attaching system, love. In the avoiding system, we also feel strong, calm, relaxed, tranquil, agency, efficacy. In the approaching system, related feelings include grateful, glad, enthusiastic, accomplished, and successful. And in the attaching system, related feelings include a sense of being seen, liked, appreciated, worthy, cherished, and special. In the responsive mode, you're not pressured or rattled. Nothing is out of whack. There's a sense of ease, comfort, ongoing all-rightness. Things may not be great, but they're okay, and you're basically fine. You know what this feels like because it is your resting state when there is no fundamental sense of deficit or disturbance. It is your natural home base. You don't have to scratch and claw your way to it. When whatever felt frightening, frustrating, or hurtful comes to an end, you'll soon come home to the lovely green meadow that has always been there, even if it was hidden for a while by the fogs and shadows of an unsettled mind. This is who you most essentially are, which is both inspiring and a relief to know. It's good to be home. Your brain is the master regulator of your body. In its responsive mode, it tells your body to conserve energy and to refuel and repair itself. Our ancestors evolved the setting of the brain to prevent, manage, end, and recover from depleting and damaging bursts of stressful activity. For example, the endorphins, other natural opioids, and nitric oxide that are released when your brain goes green kill bacteria, relieve pain, and reduce inflammation. Unlike pathogenic processes that cause bad health, the salutogenic responsive mode causes good health. Responsive type experiences prepare your mind and brain and body to meet future challenges in a responsive way. The responsive mode evolved to be pleasurable in order to motivate our ancestors to seek it. It feels good because it is good. When your mind is in the green zone, your neural networks are no longer in a state of deficit or disturbance, and your hypothalamus becomes less active. As this central controller of thirst, hunger, lust, and other drives quiets down, so does your sense of lack, pressure, and demand. In your brain as a whole, there is less and less basis for aversion, grasping, and clinging. In a word, craving, broadly defined. As deficit and disturbance-based motivations fall away, so do worry and irritability, disappointment and drivenness, hurt and shame. As you rest more and more fully in the responsive mode, the underlying neurobiological causes of stress, fear, frustration, and heartache, suffering, also broadly defined, are gradually extinguished. Already feeling basically safe and strong, accomplished and grateful, and respected and liked, you're more able to be fair-minded, compassionate, and generous toward others. Your natural lovingness becomes unobstructed and can flow freely, nourished by the sense of your own core needs being met. The green brain is contagious. When you come from a responsive place, it helps draw others there as well. When you're not irritated, pushy, or needy, you're less likely to provoke others. When you feel centered, it is harder for others to provoke you. Positive circles grow. When a relationship goes green, as it were, it can still have misunderstandings, bumps, and conflicts, but they're handled in a responsive way. People can also treat each other this way in families, groups, and organizations. Challenges are faced, competition and confrontations occur, but on a foundation of empathy and goodwill. Your natural resting state, the responsive mode of your brain, is the foundation of psychological healing, everyday well-being and effectiveness, long-term health, fulfilling relationships, and the highest reaches of human potential. And every time you take in the good and experience that your core needs are being met, you strengthen the neural substrates of this mode. You could even be sensitizing your brain to positive experiences so that it will turn them increasingly quickly into neural structure.